أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه وعلموا أن الله غني حميد. There is the next ruku, the last ruku of this first quarter of Tilka third Supara. Here we can see that the previous whole ruku and even before that, Allah is encouraging us to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, that should be a very salient feature in a Muslim's life, that always he spends in the path of Allah Ta'ala. A person shouldn't keep back from spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, now Allah explains the etiquette of spending in the path of Allah. Firstly, Allah Ta'ala says, spend of the good things that you have. Don't spend of the bad things. Don't give your bad things. Like many times, unfortunately, a business person gives that in the path of Allah Ta'ala, which is his redundant stock, partal maal, which he hasn't got any use for, and he gives that as zakat in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, you are not prepared to accept such things for yourself, then why do you want to give such things in the path of Allah Ta'ala? A person should give the best in the path of Allah. When we are giving, it looks like we are giving to the poor our zakat money, or we are giving our charities to the people who are in need. But we are actually giving it to Allah Ta'ala, and in that sense we should give the best to Allah Ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum. اے ایمان والو خرچ کرو سوتری چیزیں اپنی کمائی میں سے. Oh people who have ایمان, spend the good طیبات, the very good things that you have earned, whether it is your business, your profession, your trade, in whichever way, from wherever you have earned, the good things that you have earned. And we should make sure that it is halal and tayyiba. It comes in the hadith, Allah is pure and only accepts the pure. It shouldn't be from haram sources that we are spending in the path of Allah. It shouldn't be even doubtful sources. It should be the best source, which is halal and tayyiba. وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُم مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ. Aur us cheez mein se jo ke humne paida kiya tumhare waaste zameen se. And also of that which you earn, which we have given you from the earth, that is the farmers, the people who grow crops, etc., they also have to give their zakat. So they also should give of the best, not that crops of theirs which is now withered away, which is now useless, etc. They should give the best in the path of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ. اور کس نہ کرو گندی چیز کا اس میں سے کہ اس کو خرچ کرو. And do not even intend, forget doing it, don't even intend of your bad things that you have. That is, if it is not halal and tayyiba, if it is, for example, redundant stock, it's not worthy of anything for you, now you are dumping it on the poor, making it a burden upon them. Many times at the Darul Uloom, many business people give for the poor students, for example, in summer they give jerseys. Now which is redundant, they don't need it and they are dumping it here. That should not be the case. Or anything else which is not of need, now you put those people, all the welfare organizations, etc., or the poor people, you give them things what they don't need. You just want to get your zakat off your head, and now they sit with a burden. Now they have got those things which they don't need. So that should not be the case. وَلَسْتُمْ بِعَافِذِهِ حَالَكِ تُمْ اُسْكُ كَبِي نَ لُوگِ. And it is such that you yourself will never accept that. If somebody is owing you money and they come and give you their redundant stock, They say, now this is where we are paying you with this. You'll never accept it. You'll immediately reject it. Or they give you some other things. A person is owing you change. You bought some fruit and veg. And now in the change he gives you some of that which is withered away, which is gone off. He says, this is your change I'm giving you. You'll never accept it. So don't give that in the path of Allah which you yourself will not accept. You want the best for yourself, give the best in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Illa antuhumidu fi, magar ye ke chasham poshi kar jao. Unless you are a person who has got that great character that you say, doesn't matter, I'll accept it. You are a person who's got a very big heart and you say, doesn't matter, you are giving me this which is not worth anything, but I'll accept it also, which you'll hardly find such people. So in such a case, that is different. And also, when you are giving in the path of Allah, by mistake, if you give so certain things which are not worthy anything, then that is also overlooked by Allah Ta'ala. But the basic ruling is, give the best in the path of Allah Ta'ala. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Or جَانْ رَكُوا كَيَ اللَّهَ بَيْ پَرْوَاهِ خُوبِيُوا وَالَا. And remember that Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. Allah doesn't need your good things. Your bad things are out of the question. Allah doesn't need it at all. Allah has just made a system that when you are giving the poor, Allah made it that honorable thing that you are giving to Allah Ta'ala. So don't look down on the poor people. Those don't despise them, but think that you are giving to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has got all qualities of praise. Praise belongs only to Allah, so give only the best to Allah Ta'ala. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has taught us that when we spend in the path of Allah, especially our zakat and even our other charities, don't give what is redundant, what we don't want. Don't make it a burden and put it on them. To give your best, just as you yourself will not want to accept redundant things, etc. You want the best for you, so give the best in the path of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us the tawfiq to get the habit of spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala and to give the best when we spend in the path of Allah, and also very important when we give, which unfortunately is also a common practice, like when food hampers etc. are given out, winter blankets are given out, then we have a certain gathering where the poor are called that they must come collect their hampers etc. That is also showing great disrespect to the poor. We are advertising their poverty. Now all can see these are the poor people. And nobody will like to be known that I am a needy person. The right way is to go and give it with respect at their homes. We make a big show. We even video it. We put it in the newspapers. So we are giving it to make a show. When we give to the poor, keep their respect and honor also in mind. Don't rob them of their respect and honor, that they have to come and collect there in front of all. And then many times we give them some food hampers. There is some rice in there, there is some mealie-meal in there, sugar in there. Now they must carry it to their homes. They are the poor people, they haven't got cars, they haven't got transport. They came walking. Now all the way they must carry that heavy burden. We should deliver it to them at their homes and with respect and honor give it to them, and we should not do it for name and fame in front of all and in the process rob them of their respect and honor. It's very important to observe the etiquette of giving also. We don't give, and when we give in the wrong way also, and then we try and carry on as though we are very, very kind to people and we spend a lot on people. We should be very apprehensive of spending in the wrong way, and instead of earning reward, that we earn guna from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah guide us to righteousness, inshallah. Subhanallah.